Hi, it's Monday evening, and I did three today. I'm going to try to do a fourth right now, make a clean sweep for the week. This will be the one we'll do for the History Talk, which has been sponsored, as I mentioned before, part of a series by Avrami Seeger. Thank you very much. And he was interested in Italy, especially Moshe Provenzalo, 1500s, 1600s, and all that. And I gave a little bit of thought to it today, and I decided I'll talk about something that Moshe Provenzalo and a few others are actually very famous for, being very typical in terms of Italian Jewish sociology in the 1500s, 1600s, and earlier also. And I'm talking about the famous question of playing ball on Shabbos, which is an Italian question. It's an Italian question. For some reason, the Shaila and the form came up and entered rabbinic literature in Italy. Now, I'm not saying that's the only place they play ball, but on the other hand, the classic literature from Italy, how do I know? Just check out, let me get my handy-dandy Mishnah Berurah over here. Not for the Mishnah Berurah purposes. This is all in Shin Ches, by the way, at the end. Shin Ches, Sim Mem Hei. The Mechaber says, the Mechaber, Aser Lischok Shabbos Yontov B'Kador, can't play ball in Shabbos Yontov. Whereas the Ramah, he's quoting a famous Tosus in Beitza, V'yesh Matirin V'nogu L'Hakel. The minig is to be mekel. Azeh Zok Ramah. I'm not saying that's the Taz and the others. I'm not getting into that. You know, they shoot it down. But if you're going strictly by the Ramah, you know, he said Dashkin Azeh Kosim 1-10 was to be mekel. But where does Yosef Karo get this idea that it's Osir? I don't believe in the Gemara it speaks anywhere specifically about playing ball, other than that famous Agadato, which always hangs over like a cloud, which says that there was a city, I think, Turmalka or wherever, that was wiped out by the Romans. And as a machlokas, what was the sin that caused the city to be wiped out? I remember this by heart. And one opinion was, this is on the Pasuk of Bila Hashem B'loch Hamal Eitz Kol Nos Yaakov in Eicha, in the Medrash. And it's doing Shalmi. What was the sin? One says it's Nus, and the other one says because they play ball on Shabbos. There's quite a difference between those two opinions. You know what I mean? If you tell me the problem was Nus, I kind of get it. But the other, if you tell me it's a playing ball, that's woo. Having said that, if you go with the straightforward halachic question, tell me technically what's Usher on Shabbos who's playing a game of ball? Provided you don't do an Ushus Rabbah, you know, and you don't do all that kind of stuff. Your questions are muksa and this and that and the other. Anyway, look on the side in the Be'er HaGol, in the source. Where does the Mechaber, where does the Yosef Karo get the idea? It's Osir Lischok Shabbos Niyantu B'Kadr. The answer is the Ogur B'Shem Shibuli Leket. Well, guess what? The Ogur was in Naples in the 15th century, and Shibuli Leket was in Rome a century earlier. It's all Italian, right? So in other words, for some reason or another, in Italy, there was a shtick where people into playing ball. No, I have to refine that. When you look at in Moshe Provenzalo and also in Leone Modena in their tshuvas, when they say ball, they mean tennis. Okay? And here I'm going to the old familiar territory for anybody's like a, I won't say non-from, but a regular historian of the old school. If you went back 100 years ago, 90 years ago, nobody heard of Moshe Provenzalo, except a few specialists. And to the degree they heard of him, they heard him as the guy who said that it's okay to play ball or tennis in certain circumstances. I have to be very clear about this, as I'll try to make clear. And therefore, the historians jumped on this. So there's a famous article by Rifkin, Yitzhak Rifkin, who was an interesting guy. He was like the librarian at the JTS. He went to Volozhin. He knew how to learn. He came to America. Look, he got a good job at the JTS. And he published all kinds of little articles and stuff. And one was, he published a tshuva Moshe Provenzalo on Misra Kadur. Okay? You know, in the 30s, 1930s, you know, one of those scholar magazines, I think it was Tarbitz or Kiryat Sefer or wherever it was. And that became the talk of the town because America and developed in general in the 1930s was at a peak of non-Frumkeit. And I know it's going to sound funny what I'm saying. A big item was, can you find a heter to play ball on Saturday? The conservatives were going crazy to find this kind of stuff. and modern Orthodox also. And, you know, I think we've all grown up playing a certain amount of ball when we're kids, okay? In certain circumstances. I remember long, long, long ago, I did when I was growing up, a little bit in somebody's backyard and stuff like that. Even the Mishnah Berurah I'm looking over here says, you know, it's not right, blah, blah, blah. If the women and the kids play this stuff, they don't interfere. But historically, if you go into it, you see with the actual tshuva, which means that Rifkin got a hold of a piece of the tshuvas of Moshe Provençal long before they were published, as I said, in 1988. Because I'm talking about close 90 years ago. So it was in another collection. That's how he had it. You know, the JTS is all this rare stuff. Anyhow, he's talking about tennis, right? And because of that, there was a very famous article once upon a time long ago. Now, I say famous. It'll be famous in a second, right? Where not, a non-Jewish guy, Robert Henderson, wrote an article in the Jewish Quarterly Review, which just wasn't done. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, the Jewish Quarterly Review, which was the more or less the English language, scholarly, you know, quarterly for Jewish studies. I mean, it's all Jews, Kamat. And here they had an article called Moses Provençal in Tennis, written by Robert Henderson, the librarian at the Racquet and Tennis Club in New York. The Racquet and Tennis Club in New York, especially 90 years ago, was ritzy spitzy. It's only for wasps, fancy schmancy. I saw in the Jewish news service, JTA, they said, oh, in 1934, there's going to be an article by a non-Jew in the, you know, in Jewish Quarterly Review. You know, at that time, the Jews were really looking for validation for their scholarship from non-Jews. And this guy was interested. He called Moses Provençal in Tennis. And he gave a very, and he was a historian, you might say, of tennis, right? And the result was, he wrote this interesting, I would say interesting article. Now, he couldn't read Hebrew, but somebody must have, you know, translated for him. And he goes into the, you know, how old is tennis from ancient Egypt? And through Derek the Arabs, it came to France. And eventually, he shows up in Italy. Our interest is, when did the Jews pick it up? Okay. When did the Jews pick it up? Okay. That's a separate question. We know, if I say before, if the Shibula Leket is talking about, he's, what, in the 12th, 1300s, I think. So that means it's already in Italy, kids are doing this sort of thing. Now, I'm speaking again about tennis, and there are many types of tennis. Just check it out. Robert W. Henderson, if you're interested, look it up yourself. Robert W. Henderson, Moses Provençal in Tennis. I'm sure he had no idea who Moses Provençal is, other than being some Jewish Italian rabbi. But as a historian of tennis, he said, if you look at a couple of shots and shubas from Moshe Provençal and from Yudah Yudmanda, you see realia, historical details, the way it's described in their shubas, even though they're coming from a halachic point of view. And, you know, originally there was lawn tennis and then it was this kind of tennis. The bottom line is, we're talking about playing tennis inside a building. That's how they did it in Renaissance Italy. And so it's in a Rishusi Yachid, and so on and so forth. The problem is that, and it's not Muxa. In other words, Muxa can be debated. Okay, I don't want to get into the halachic technicalities of it, but the Muxa can be debated. And you'll see in a second, and we see that kids, young people especially, I mean teenagers, and maybe older than teenagers, were like tennis enthusiasts. The only thing is, it got out of hand, and tennis became like a gambling in terms of money. I'm talking about serious flus over here. And that already gets into problems with Shabbos. So if you see, the first one it talks about in our context is our hero, Rav Moshe Provençal, which if you get the new collection, includes all these stuff found in scholarly articles like by Rifkin and others. And in Siman Nun Gimbal, He says, Yilamdein Rabbeinu Mutter Litzcha B'Kadar B'Shabbos V'Yantav. Uma Gam B'Bayis HaMuchan L'Kach Po B'Mantua Chutz L'Ir. So there's a tennis building, not outside. Tennis building, right outside of town. The towns are very small in Renaissance Italy, right? So, you know, you can walk from your house to the tennis building right outside of town. Kichoshel Mem Michatas. Because whoever's writing this is from, and he says, aren't you be Michal Shabbos? Michal Shabbos, you're Chai Bechatas, right? Yevar no miles quod to Russell, call Proto Yisrael Yisrael Behetra Bezet. Tell me all the information necessary to deal with this Shiloh. But Torah is Nabakish and Piga Malchish Tzohosu. So somebody, obviously, you know, what shall I say, was interested in this, obviously. And he's writing to, he's from Mantua. And it's a problem in town. Mom, it's the same way you'd find today. People, kids are playing ball in the backyard. It could be Lakewood, it could be Muncie, it could be Baltimore, anywhere else. And maybe it's getting out of hand. And like I say, maybe it's not little kids. And what's Lamaisa the problem? And he says, the answer is, Kashe Shamanu, Hashemu Mavir, Nam Hashem, Bekol Ram, Begal Gachozir Tomid, B'Shabbos, B'Yantav, Tochir, B'Chutzala. I hear that the Jews are addicted to it. Right? The Galgal Achozit, they do it all the time on Shabbos Yontem. That's what you do on Shabbos afternoon. Consider the following. What do you do on Shabbos afternoon in the summer, for example, in the long afternoons, especially in Italy where it's hot? Right? So you say, I guess, I take a nap in my air-conditioned house. I get that. What if you're a young person, you don't want to sleep? What do you do? Now, if you're a frummy or a Ben Torah, let's put it that way, you can have a Seder. You go to a shir. I'm serious. You get together with Chabura. There's the intellectual stimulation. But what if you're not built that way? You're a Jewish kid, teenager. There's no such thing as reform and conservative. There's only more kal and more chomer. You know, family's a little more strictly observant. Family's a little less strictly observant. I'm trying to show you the reality of life in the time of our ancestors. Some people more machbin on this and that nakuda of Shabbos and Kashrus and so, and some are less. But everybody more or less keeps Shabbos and Kashrus and all the rest of it. And so, what do you do if your kids say, oh, I guess I'm bored, and therefore I want to play tennis, okay? Or racquetball, because they talk about doing with a hand versus doing with it. Well, you'll see. Mavir na mashem kol ram b'gal gal chozir tam Shabbos, tam b'Shabbos v'asi yontav, tocher b'chutzla, gam b'bay Shabbos odeh. There's also a special, you know, tennis building outside of town. Some kader slober chavos yadayim. There's some kind of kader they play on the ground, which is not wide. Yenideu habachrim yiklu b'kaf obekeshes katan mulefes nimis regis chavod. I love this. And they do some shtick, he says, with a kader in a keshes katana. He's talking about a racket, okay? A keshes katana, shesachlem, mu'lefes nimin, which has all kind of, you know, strings, whatever you call those, misirigas chavon, you know, in cross hairs, like a racket. So what's the story with Dan on Shabbos, on Yontov? Zem makosh chosachlos on yom b'sar kazub. And you rent it out beforehand. So his mom is a professional place where you have to pay beforehand. Olachalik Revach, or maybe sometimes they divide it up based on profit you make. Mitzachim Dover Mesuyim, Le'inyan Hatzchog Betchila. That they go and they, how should I put it over here? It's a shtendig of business. They play for a certain time. Liker Hatzchog Betchila. With the idea of that this is something they really want to do. And I see in the footnotes, he quotes from Chaim Zonnefeld, who says that the style of tennis is brand new. Yidden never did such a thing, which is wrong. He didn't know about Italy. And here's the thing, and they place heavy bets. He's telling you the Messias. So imagine, this is already a little beyond what we see in America, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I hope. Even if somebody played ball, I mean, you're not betting serious money on it. But they did in Italy. Isn't that interesting? Now, I'll say again, these are quote-unquote from Jews. but they're not the ones in a shir. They're not ones going to a seder, which is a lot of kids, right? It might be your kids. Yeah, it's a lot of kids. But notice, Maila Malob Antani Balaz, they do an in vitro, which means they put up money up front. And they have games, and whoever wins, wins. Ochlim Mashar Dvarim. And what do they bet on? Ochlim Mashar Dvarim. Not cash, but food and things like this. In other words, they're frum enough. It's Saturday, after all. It's Yontov. They're frum enough, they're not doing it for cash. But they're doing it for, you know, a bottle of booze, a steak. I don't know, whatever, you know, serious food, okay? So that's their way that they used to do it. See, this is the sociology you get from the Shalos and Tshuvos. So they used to do the bets and all the rest of it, but not through cash, but through food and drink and things like that. Remember, this is Italy, so the bottles of wine, I could totally hear that now. You know, I get a couple of some nice bottles of wine, and we're betting on them. And if I win a couple of games, you know, I get your bottles of wine and vice versa. And so it could be champagne. It could be anything. It could be something nice. Okay. But kulam nas from dinim bevom lecheshma al-tzchokim bein al-acharzman. Ah. But the problem is, after Shabbos, those bottles of wine or food or whatever are then converted into cash. So you see how they did their shtick? I'm not saying it's right, because it was. I'm talking about what they did. And so you have two sets of teenagers, Jewish, and they have a tennis match of some sort in a building. And they're, again, I'm just making this up. They're betting on, let's say, five bottles of wine. This guy, the team A has five bottles of wine, and team B has five bottles of wine. If team A wins, they get the other guy's stuff and vice versa. Ah, but when Shabbos is over, on a Saturday night or Sunday, then they calculate how much the bottles of wine are worth. And then the winner says to the loser, all right, here's the bottles back. Give me the cash. So let's argue that each bottle's worth, I don't know, let's say $30. I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive, right? I want $150. So that's a roundabout way of actually betting on money. Get what I'm saying? That was the problem at that time. It's very interesting how life turns out. And this is what Moshe Provençal is saying. So knows he investigated, and he knew it was Tutzach. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out a way to justify it. He's an Italian posuk, like I told the other day. And if he can find a heter that he's comfortable with, he'll do it. Instead of simply saying like this, a zosser, yeah. Ulai mizkenim his bone v'hoi beinimka oksim ma'isedim abasim. Maybe they're doing what their parents and grandparents did. It's been a long time Jewish custom, he says, here anyway, that people play ball or tennis on Shabbos, have these games. Shekacha Yerushonim osin. Bimea bayomim ohen. Mikrei kodesh lonig v'simcha. That's how they got their simchas yontov. That's how they got their simchas Shabbos once upon a time. Marocha mo marocha. You know, team against team. Tennis team against team. Kitzchok atfisu avikot. Like they used to have games, our ancestors, our Jewish ancestors, Middle Ages, on Shabbos, you're going to be surprised at this. You used to have wrestling matches. Now again, not the frumis, and not the learners, and the B'nai Torah and all that. The regular Jews. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know much about Sforim. Probably can just read enough Hebrew to read a Siddur. And they got a two-day Yontif, for example. What are you going to do the whole time? They're not interested in listening to a speech. So you have wrestling matches. Ratzim, Bekotzim, Ish Areel. That's wrestling. They jump on each other. Right? Acha government Zachel, Chalk, Shekeneg, Minyon, Echil, Dwarma. And our ancestors. And remember, he comes from France, from Ashkenaz originally. Moshe Provençal, Provence. He says, he used to have wrestling matches on Shabbos and Yontif. And again, they would bet. Whoever wins the wrestling match, the same way I just told you, wins the food and stuff of the other guys. It's obviously a young man's sport, goes without saying. Mehem nosachav minyan echil advarma, they would spend on food. Imi yosem asurim, b'psi gasa. I would have bet the fact he can't make a psi gasa. But he said the Torah says, quote, B'shem HaSmag, and this is the Torah in Shinhei, that Smak is one of the Balitosis. No, it's a little bit later. And that's a Smak. This is a Smak. Listen to this. Bachurim ha-mesangim ha-kfitzasim ha-ritzasim ha-shabbos mutter. If you have Bachurim, and the way they have their own Shabbos, is not going to a Shir, and it's not a Seder, and they're not going to Rebbe Shetish, right? But instead, mesangim ha-kfitzasim ha-ritzasim, you like to have games, and jumping, and running, and, you know, wrestling matches, things like that, it's a mutter. Benim se Bachurim b'dorenu, gizem b'sam b'sroch ha-kadur. So, Provençal said like this. Once upon a time, in the Middle Ages, it was wrestling, but now it's tennis. The idea is the same. You're trying to have your Simcha Shabbos, your Simcha Yontov, that way. Smachta b'chagecha. Benim se Bachurim mele b'dorenu, Mishan b'tzchok ha-taner. Tomo ha-rishonu b'tzchok ha-vika. That nowadays is tennis, like the way it used to be wrestling. Because everybody has their own way of doing simcha, and you can't tell me the right way to do simcha. That's what he says. Even Rabbi Kiva says he used to cry on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and that was his way of having fun. In other words, you know, and in close, I never should. Rabbi Kiva, after we're talking about Rabbi Kiva, he would cry, not from being sad, but the opposite, you know, from ecstasy. That was his way. Ah, you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. So all the Mepharshim say, but if you're crying from ecstasy, that's different. I will also yafo zuetz nosim b'yadenu. That may be what they think, but I don't like. He says I don't like this comparison. Shein ani and dam l'ria. It's not the same case nowadays with the tennis. B'yeshusim b'shem behevda b'neim b'vor b'nosim b'cher. And there's significant differences, says our hero, between wrestling matches and stuff like that, they used to have, or races and things of that nature, Mutsasa, once upon a time, and tennis today. He's very clear. I hope you appreciate his clarity. When they had the wrestling matches or the races, there was no Chil Shabbos involved. Running per se on Shabbos is not necessarily Osir. If you run to hear a shir, Rai Lapirki, or run to Shul, you shouldn't run Stamazite, but running per se is not Osir. But these guys who play tennis, you end up with a lot of halachic infractions. What if the ball goes out the window? These kids aren't so firm. If they're playing tennis, and the ball goes out the window, they're going to go and bring it back in and continue the game. That's already a case of Hotsav. Because they didn't have an Eruv. You understand? When it's a building, it's one thing. When it goes out of building, you're bringing from Shus Rabim into Shus Yachad, or at least from a Carmelis Shus Yachad. Harichil Sheni Bachnosas Makarmelis Shus Yachad. So you're already running into this Chil Shabbos and this thing, okay? In other words, when you knocked it out from the building into Shus Yachad, into Shus Harabim, then when you bring it back in, that's Chil Sheni. And probably you carried outside Dalet Amos. Chil Shlishi. Right? Of course, that would only apply on Saturday and not on Yontif, because you can carry on Yontif. And it wouldn't apply if there were no windows, so it wouldn't go out. But I have another problem. Hatzchok bo, right? Bekli. They use rackets, right? And when you use tennis rackets, it's a kli. Why aren't you afraid of Shemi's kalko kli shir? No, the racket will go bad and you have to fix it. We offer musical instruments for that reason. They should apply to any kli, specialized kli, including a racket. Isn't that interesting? You never think of that angle. Shemis Kalkabi Obasagnu. It was again. And there's problems with renting it out, you know, if they rent it on Shabbos itself or before Shabbos. Chelik Rebbe Sayon, Kisosar. And they're talking about dividing the profits among members of the team. It's already a business type activity on Shabbos. And even in the nature of the game, it's not like the old wrestling matches. In the old days, in the Middle Ages, this is what it was in Provence and Ashkenaz, in old France. I mean, it was a game, and like I say, they put the food up and down. That was part of the game. And after it's over, you have like a Onik Shabbos type situation. You see? And everybody got to eat the food. You know what I'm saying? It was just a shtick who won the game and who owns the meal that everybody's going to use for Onik Shabbos. V'yosamachar Shabbos. U'samachim b'simchas mreis. And there was a lot of simchas mreis because it wasn't so, what's the word, competitive. L'yichashim simchim and tzokim by mom and klal. And money never meant anything there. Because they used to play penny ante. He said, whenever they had in the Middle Ages, and earlier times, even in Mantua, he goes on to say, it was penny ante. They're playing for a few pennies here, a few pennies there. So that doesn't mean anything. But now it's gotten out of hand, and they're playing for serious money. So now you're already talking about real Chil Shabbos. And the guys who lost didn't care. I mean, like I say, penny ante. You lost a dime, you lost a quarter. Big deal. The amount of money involved was small. Nobody gets mockbait over a dime. You know? That's that Gemara about when you calculate, you know, the butler calculates a big portion versus a small portion. Notice in the nitty gritty of Hilchos Shabbos. Lo kenis abalia kadur. But these guys who are playing ball now in Mantua in the 1560s, they don't play penny and they play real money. So the loser, you run into the problem of, what's the right word? Asmach de lokanya, you know, Masacha Bekuvia. Let's say we're betting, I'm making this up, let's say we're betting for $1,000. And I say, whoever loses the game loses $1,000. I don't really mean it. I'm not prepared to lose $1,000. At least I'm not. Maybe some of these rich guys don't care about that. But somebody like me does. And so the tennis matches that take place on Saturdays and on Yontif actually turn into a money thing. Okay? I mean, it's a gambling situation. It's a gambling situation. Right? And winning the money is the ikar. It's not the simchas mreis. It's not having fun on Shabbos. It's not playing tennis, you know, just to have simchas Shabbos, if that's what turns you on, or something like that. It's money, baby. It's true, the money doesn't exchange hands until after Shabbos is over. But what's happening on Shabbos is money. Okay? If we were talking about achil shtiyah mamish, and large amounts of food, that already would be the shalom. But here they mamash convert it into cash. Be mishasa drashi yitzchoka, comes through chola. This is the best part. And I see, when do the games take place? During the drasha. Now you have to understand, in the old days, you daven and shul, no speeches, you go home, you have your meal, maybe you sleep for an hour, maybe not, and then you go hear a drasha. That's the famous Italian preachers. That's how they did it. Saturday afternoons. Moscato, Azaria Figo, Leone Modena, Our Hero, others like Brielli, all these guys. So, what's the shot with the drasha? You should hear that. It's a musser. It's a little bit of Yiddishkeit. It's a stickle Torah. You know, that, for the Hamonam, that's the stuff you get during the week. And that's when these guys say, I guess, it's so boring. We don't hear the old rabbi rattle on. Let's go play tennis. Let's make some serious money. You get what I'm saying? Do raw chayla. V'yosar ha-kapon l'kov bo z'shah. And to say that the time when is assigned for the tennis match is, you know, let's say from 2 to 3, which is the time of the rabbi's speech, That's disgusting, right? Because you can't even make a suda during that time, as you know. Kalo dvarim. The bottom line ain't heter b'tzolah kada b'shabbos yontur biyav lo b'kim. So I can't give a heter to play tennis with a racket. You can only do like with a, like handball or something like that with a hand. Lo b'kim this kam makashenu muskel mosiyam b'vat. And it can't be that you hired out only for Shabbos. You have to do havlah. Lo yitzim mishus ram miachil mishus ram b'shabbos miachil shtiya. And it has to be in Rishus HaYachad in such a way that you don't have to worry about the ball going to Rishus HaRabim. And it has to be only about food. But Dover Mooch, like you would call Kveda, it has to be penny ante. Ashalamapsi, Bechalgios, my brought down Soldi Bulaz. And, you know, the amount of money can't be more than 4 Soldi, which I assume means something like, you know, 50 cents, a buck, something like that. Tops. Gamash Mirsa, Tanoy Man, Motorbehem, Ashalabashas Kala. And you can't make the game during the rabbi's speech. Shein lekobos shabito beis hamedrash abe yukfiz zosim kain. Ad kan reinu chov olein hodiya b'dover zeh. You asked me a question, he says, and I gave you my best shot as far as the pure halacha is concerned. L'vimasha tzorot shatzrich lehodiya, because it's a question that's relevant nowadays. K'dei lezaku, says a rabbi. I hope that now I've issued my halachic opinion, people listen to it, stop playing the tennis with a racket, they'll stop playing for cash, they'll stop playing, if that's the way they have to worry about hotzah, you know, and so forth. Now, what's interesting to me is he had a grandson. And grandson apparently had this manuscript, the Ksav Yad, of the Chubas. And the grandson was obviously a frumi, okay? Not surprising. And so he's like shocked at the liberal attitude of his father. There's a Hagol here, Omer Atzor, Eliezer Provenzalo. That's the grandson. Shema Yomer B'Shulchan Aruch, Kvarba Chacham Israeline. Notice, if you tell me the Shulchan Aruch says also to play ball, but Israelite, which means Israelish, the Ramah says, Ish matir v'nogel hakel, v'kimli kiploni. So a person can say, I hold like the Ramah. Mam beis Yosef hei b'shem tosu perkakam lebeisa. And if there's a source, even the beis Yosef knows about it, tosus and beisa. Shemutal talta kal v'yantar, that's not muksa. Umasha posak achokam amukla karo sh'osar. Somebody might say that the reason Yosef karo was machmir, because she tossed also a chacham amufli zakeni zatzal. So he had the same reasons as my grandfather, but that's not right. Ki mechilas quote a chacham Israelite, with all due respect to the Ramah, we said nagul hakel. I don't know what he means nagul hakel. Mahu amine gazeh. We mean nahagu hakel, nahagu. V'chi minig v'atikim levatra halacha. There's a minig to do something that's wrong? That's not a minute. But Omarani, Shadkan lo tiratosis game latal dal karabiyat, lo bakli. And anyway, how can Ramos say any kind of ball? It can't be with a racket, like my grandfather said. It's true that the Yosef Kar quotes that story about that town that got wiped out because they played ball. But if you throw all that in, the bottom line is, this is totally awesome. It goes on and on and on. Meite niti ale v'uchal levat al minig rozel lekov l'shem terosa. I pray to God that the grandson says that I should have the kayach in me somehow or other to stop this bad minig. Of course, he didn't have that power. Who's your lesser, you know, Provençal? Nobody's even heard of him. So it goes to show you that this was a not a rare thing in Italy. Now, if you go a little bit later to Leone Modena, of course, a rabbi in Venice, okay? Not in Mantua. As literally a generation later, he has these long... It's interesting to me because none of this stuff was published in the earlier centuries. The Tshuvas of Provençal were only published in 1988. The Tshuvas of... They were their manuscript, but weren't put in the book for that anybody could see it. The tshuvas of Leona Modena, of Yehuda Arya Modena, were only published in 1957 by Professor Simonson in the Hebrew University. He was an Italian expert. He did a public service. And he has these long, very interesting and eloquent responses. I'm talking about Leona Modena. And he says over here, somebody asked him about playing ball on Shabbos. And he said, I heard you said it's okay. This is Leona Modena. It's called Shalos and Tshuvah Zikni Yehuda. Amash Amr Shadarashti Bram Shemud Asach Kachad B'Shabbos. You heard that I preach publicly it's okay to play ball on Shabbos. Say Shekhar B'Chazo. L'Hadam. Afir B'Miza. I totally deny it. Lo Dibarati L'Kach B'Rabin. I never spoke on the subject of playing ball in any speech. B'Kala Hokiach. And I can prove it. Shari Milsa Desamre Babi Tlas Meya B'Sheets Meya L'Pachos Kim. Because in other words, I'm saying something that's in front of many people. No, ask the people in my community if I've ever spoken on that subject. They can confirm I never did. Nobody can tell you I ever said that. Ochain, right? Ratan am gusha v'lo yam maratan. Sometimes people blabber, they don't know what they're saying. Meaning, what they said is in the distant ballpark. I never said it, though. Ha'emes kein hoy. I'll tell you what actually happened. And he's in the ghetto of Venice, right? Like he was on the basin of Venice. Eventually, he was the head of the basin of Venice. Leona Modena. Ki yom Shabbos echad hichrizu bebeis haKnesses mitzad Agon Saraval, that one time in one of the synagogues in the Venetian ghetto, there was an announcement on a Shabbos. Begzeres cherem chomor. They put out a cherem. Shemikam v'ola lo yoyis shumish l'leches l'schok b'kador shakor and raketa. Nobody should play racquetball or tennis, as we'd say. Shows in Sochel Choir, and anybody who did play tennis until now in Venice, tennis in Venice, Kim Shechelu Shabbos, Yaboli Tel Chubal Chel Hashem Shasu. Okay? So knows this Rabbi Saraval, who was on the basin, he came out with a real firm thing, and he says, totally, also, it's Chel Shabbos, Mamish. You can't play anyone at all tennis, and whoever did needs Teshuvah. Now the problem is, Risham Nikron Benira Mordechai. My son, he had a teenage son who played tennis. Leona Modena did. And he was offended by this. V'chama Bekir B'Kedera Chabachon. And he blew up as teenagers do. Yane Nenu Nender Barchu B'Yodei Sefer Meimenu. Because my son knows how to learn. And he knows there is no Isser. Isser. Halachic Isser. You know, Derisa Drabanan in playing tennis. B'yomer b'chov ha-ghetto, and my son shut his mouth off, said he blamed on me. So my son shut his mouth off. Alma shalom gozru humeshiv. Shalom ha-shalom gozru humeshiv. That not on what they were gozer, he's going to respond. Meaning, they said it all wrong. Aba shalom divro ha-shalom mechol Shabbos. So he said, I'm not talking about the question of whether it's right, good or bad to play tennis. But to say he's Mechal Shabbos, lo kein adin. It's just not halachically correct. She'enu kol kach iser. That's what my teenage son said. Gam sham, oz nikra aluf shlomis forno. And one of the other rabbis in Venice showed up. V'gam ani gati sham. So no, it's me and this other rabbi walking down the street in the ghetto of Venice. If you've been there, it's not so big. It's not tiny, but it's not so big. And Shabbos afternoon, and all hell broke loose. People are cussing out the rabbis and teenagers for asking tennis and saying it's us, right? And me and this other rabbi walked by, and it was my own teenage son there. And we said, what's going on? And they said, the guy, just unilaterally on his own, declared tennis to be us, sir. But Amarnu, she'enis or b'davar asma. And we said, it's not true. It's not exactly us, sir. Because, no, the ball's not muksa. And it's in Rishus HaYochem, I guess in the ghetto. You know, in other words, technically speaking, it's not Osir. Av b'shatov osolim no dover gzor atenun shechazet. However, we do approve, in terms of policy, of being against playing ball on Shabbos, against playing tennis on Shabbos. I'm not saying it's Machal Shabbos, but it's the wrong thing to do. Okay? When you get down to it, first of all, you have to worry about making ridges. That's one of the things, because, you know, you run in a game where you make ridges in the ground. But regarding Mikta Kise, first of all, it's not a Pasik Resha, right? And number two, the tennis club has a stone floor. Shakur Rakata, Shesh Bukal Makam Ritzpa Zavonim Koshat, No Shagash Gumas. You don't have to worry about that. But now me Lekam Shum Psia Gaza. You can't say Psia Gaza because when you're playing, you take big leaps and things like that. Playing tennis, that's what it's all about. Sharidim Barakal Achron Befrat Balabushin. Is a Psia Gaza. Yes, there's an answer of taking big steps, but not for fun games. Ubachar Misang Bi Sasam Rutsasam. Mutter's the only Shalahem. But not for kids to play games. The same thing Prophet Salah quote. In other words, these Italian rabbis know the sources. Uma'od, Akasa Warachayim, Asa Lichsa Bekadr, Mnei Shem Kliyalov. And what do you call it? And the Ramah says it's okay. Vyesh Matirin. The Hobah who's the Schok, Leonik Shabbos Yantub. It's an Onik Shabbos. It's an Onik Yantub. It may not be mine. It may not be yours if you're a rabbi. But it's theirs, a teenager's. Vitiru Nogol Hokel. In Cain, Omar Nishem Bezechol Shabbos Mitzad Atzma. So the rabbi was wrong by announcing in Shul that whatever does is Mechal Shabbos, and the people have to ask Mechila and do a tshuva and all the rest of it. However, Shemikam Bon Yeshlem Chus, there are sound reasons for being against playing ball on Shabbos. Karsay Dovrze El Gon Serval. And when I told this to the rabbi who asked it, Amar Li, Shishamish Akach Hosif Novak Mishalom. He said one thing, and the Shamus of the Shul, when they announced it, because that's how it used to be, Shamus makes the announcement, not the rabbi, the Shamus added some of his own in there. Okay? In other words, he said, this is what the rabbi told Leon of Modena, according to what he's saying. This is so interesting. The rabbi said, we want to make an announcement. People, like I'm saying right now, listen to me closely. People should not play tennis on Shabbos, right? But the president of Shul or the Shabbos got up and said, "Guys, don't play tennis on Shabbos. Whoever does that is Mechal Shabbos, and it's Chai Misha and Chai Bechatas has come and begged Tshuva." Rabbi never said those words. Get what I'm saying? The Frumi went beyond what the rabbi said. Okay? Novik Mishalov, the announcer added it some of his own, and I never told him to say it's Mechal Shabbos. This is how the incident happened. Now look how Lashon Hara is, says Leon Amandon. I'm telling you the facts of the case. By the time it's over, people are spreading the rumor that I preached publicly, me, Leon Amandon, preached publicly that it's okay to play ball on Shabbos. I never said such a thing. Okay? Because this is Misha Hayva Yodei Kol Shar Bas Amiki Kenhu, and what I'm saying is well known. And so now that I told you the truth, I appeal to you, the other rabbis, in reading this tshuva. Am I guilty of anything? Except being the victim of Lashon Hara? If I made a mistake, let me know. If you think I'm wrong, I'll distance myself from it. But don't listen to the Lashon Hara nicks. So even in the small ghetto of Venice, everybody's saying Lashon on one rabbi and the other. And that's how it goes. Especially in Jewish communities. They'll say this thing, when you get down to it, he never said those words. But that doesn't stop the Mechar Chariv and the Bali Lashon Hara. V'yol chamuni chinam, yisocha k'mishkol gevav rimra. I'll skip that. No, they're making trouble for me just like the wool. But kissing me, Naki, your motion, but that's entirely off of here, and the rest is just flowery. So you see that tennis playing was a fad among the, I'll say the from youth, you know what I mean? No, it's the observant youth, the traditional youth in Italy for centuries. And now I'm looking at the Zera Emes, that's 200 years later. Again, one of my favorites, Yishmael Akone Modena. a big gaon. I've talked about him before, a biggie. And he's already in the late 1700s dealing with the fact. Machlokas, Shnei Shai Labinyan Lischok, Makadur Malgabi Karka, Beshuk Beshavas. Where he was, now he was in Modena, this is from another town, Scandiano. I don't actually know where that is, Scandiano. I should. There, it wasn't a tennis court, it wasn't a tennis hall. The kids used to play, I guess what you and I would say would be soccer or something like that. Al gabe karka b'shuk b'shabbos. That's a different story. Then you have ashwe gumas, and then you have, you know, hutzah, and so on and so forth. So you see, one typical aspect of Italian life, and we can ask ourselves this, you could do this across the board. If you go around the communities, around Jewry and Jewish history, what did people do, especially young people, on Shabbos afternoon, especially in the long days? What did they do? If you think everybody was real frum and learned or something like that, it's baloney. Those that did and those that didn't were also Jewish. And so the question is, how do you deal with it? And it's interesting that all these shalos pop up, especially from Italy. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting to share and shows you a little bit of the style of Moshe Provenzalo. And with that, I close down this little series over here, I hope. And I want to thank again, really, Avrami Sager. Seeger, he's sponsored three, I really throw myself into Italy, and now I'll look to different shores for a while, and I'll close this down. I think that's done for the week, so I wish everybody a good week. I believe I am done.
For sponsorship opportunities or to support this podcast, please visit our donate page at www.support.rabbidavidkatz.com. For sponsorship opportunities or to support this podcast, please visit our donate page at www.support.rabbidavidkatz.com.
Welcome to Jewish History with Rabbi David Katz, connecting the human side to Jewish history.